Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, February 17th, 2020. On a federal level, the basic principle of the Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, is to reject any coalition and similar form of cooperation with both the Left Party and the Right National Alternative for Deutschland, or AfD. This was decided by the Christian Democrats at their federal party conference in Hamburg back in December of 2018. But since the events in Thuringia, where there is no majority without the AfD or the left, this absolute statement is being questioned within the CDU. Daniel Günther, minister president in Schleswig-Holstein, is campaigning for a, quote, toleration of the left. And in Berlin's local politics, ideology is often replaced by pragmatism. Here, the CDU and the left are already working together, even if not entirely voluntarily. In the district offices, city councils are distributed according to the state constitution and district administration law according to votes for the parties. In five districts, city councils of the CDU and the left party therefore work together in a kind of forced community. And in three districts, there are left party district mayors and CDU city councilors. This requires a more pragmatic approach. Chairman of District CDU and former health senator Mario Chaya believes that cooperation at the municipal level is generally easier than at the state and federal level, stating, quote, in the districts, it's not about ideological fundamental issues. He also sees currents in the party that want to overcome the social market economy, but not democracy, in contrast to the AfD. In Chaya's view, you, quote, play down the AfD if you equate it with the left party. Thorsten Kühne of the CDU, the Pankow School City Councilor, considers left-wing mayor Soren Benn to be a sensible politician. Kühne, who cycles 200 kilometers by bike every week and advises people to buy regional groceries, favors bipartisanism when faced with problems such as a lack of daycare places, stating, quote, local politics is a good immunization against ideology. Pragmatism also exists in Lichtenberg, where Michael Grunst of the Left Party is head of the town hall, and Martin Schaefer has been working there for 2 weeks as CDU school city councilor. His new colleagues welcomed him warmly, and he does not expect problems with cooperation, stating, quote, as a collegial body, we want to appear united. Looking to the left, he hopes for more balance from his own party. A 42-year-old man has died in a shootout in front of the Tempodrome in Kreuzberg. According to the spokeswoman of the Berlin Attorney General's Office, Mona Lorenz, four other males were injured and at least one critically. As of Sunday morning, the background to the crime was still completely unclear. Also, it could not be said with certainty whether there was one or more perpetrators. According to Lorenz, he or she is still at large, and a murder squad is now investigating. The body of the 42-year-old was to be autopsied on Saturday. According to the fire brigade, the dispute happened near the Tempodrome event hall. The area was closed off for a long time while police forces secured the scene with machine guns overnight. About 200 officers were on the scene. The approximately 3,000 visitors of a Turkish comedy event in the Tempodrome were guided out of side and back entrances. Whether the crime was connected to it is still unclear. Two different court decisions have allowed and then stopped the forest cleaning work for the planned Tesla factory in Grünheide. On Friday, the Administrative Court of Frankfurt-Oder had initially cleared the way for felling work after the urgent application by the Grüne Liga, or the Green League, and the Association for Landscape Conservation and Species Protection in Bavaria, or VLAB, were rejected. On Saturday, the Green League successfully appealed against the decision in the next higher instance, the Higher Administrative Court, or the OVG, of Berlin-Brandenburg. The stop now ordered will apply until the appeal of the Green League against the Frankfurt decision has been decided. The progress of clearing work, which was started on Thursday, has made it necessary to provisionally prohibit tree felling, as it could be completed within another 3 days. According to the OVG, the Green League's request for legal protection is not hopeless. The VLAB had justified its urgent application with the, quote, raid-like commenced clearing of a forest area in Grünheide, which is important for the protection of the climate and species, and had applied for an immediate stop to the tree felling. Since Thursday afternoon, heavy machinery has been working its way bit by bit on the 90-hectare planned Tesla site. The State Office for the Environment had given permission for this ahead of time, although the permit for the construction of the factory is still not granted. Tesla has acquired a total of 300 hectares. In Berlin, the time of suffering for people with allergies has once again started much earlier than usual. Per meteorologist Thomas Dummel from the Freie Universität, the main reason is the extremely mild temperatures this winter. On some days last week, he counted more than 100 hazelnut and more than 70 alder pollen per cubic meter of air in the Dahlem district. With temperatures of up to 15 degrees this past weekend, he is again expecting such peak values. Dummel detected the first pollen on January 10th, so allergy sufferers only had a few weeks' respite since the last ragweed pollen flew at the end of October. Dummel expects that birch will soon flower several weeks earlier than usual. The early start to the pollen season is not a new phenomenon. This past winter was also clearly too warm. And we at Berlin Briefing know this all too well. So please bear with me as allergy season and my very stuffy nose approaches. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.